Okay, so I want to... Okay, we're going to start the Egyptian thing now, Carolyn. And I want to ask this point before Carolyn starts reading Ion. It looks like that the Egyptian Book of the Dead actually does, and this is why we're doing it now, describes the tech body. Is that intuition on the right tech? It does.
Yes, it does.
Right, because Carolyn, you know, the Christian Nicene Creed guys censored the description of the tech body in the Christian Bible because they thought it would deflate people's optimism. But it's apparently available in the Maccabees, and there are hints of it in the Vile Judgments. But the Egyptian Book of the Dead was more of a elitist book, not for mass consumption, so it would not be censored. Correct, Ion? So they picked up.
Well, it wasn't printed.
Right. Oh, that's another point. Yes, they weren't going to. Yeah, it has to be made visible. Well, what was it?
That's why the spelling is all messed up. And
All you get is versions of versions. This is the ninth redo from the 14th author of the damn thing that was done a gajillion years ago, and they don't even know the difference between Upper and Lower Egypt, but there's a bit to do about it, so it's okay.
Well, is this because it was passed on or in the oral tradition?
No, it was taken, people looked at hieroglyphs, and they wrote scribblings about the hieroglyphs, and made story from the story of the story.
Yeah, so the clay tablets were too heavy to distribute to anybody. They couldn't move the tablets. You had to go to the tablets.
Bob, you remember when you used to do your emails in granite with the chisel and the hammer when you did them those from that day?
Yeah. That's Opendel's great high school years. Those are Opendel's high school years. Okay,
yeah,
so that's pretty...
The used to be like a V, though.
I can't get the what? The used to be...
The U's look like V's.
Oh, that's why they get the U, like in vacuum, get too many U's.
Too many U's.
Yeah.
So, Bob, I don't know where we left off last week.
I'll let you know. I'll help you with that.
When the time comes.
Yes. When I finish my perambulation here. So we're going to look for tech body intimation. So let's see if anybody can guess it before Ion is forced to spit it out.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Know what?
What version you're using?
Yes, let's see.
Let me put it on the chat.
Yeah, it's on the chat, but I'll say it. You go to Holy Books. You can put in Egyptian Book of the Dead, then put Holy Book. Lichtenberg Press. Lichtenberg Press. Lichtenberg Press.
Goddamn fast. That was terrible fast. You want us to spell it for you? We can do it, but it's really precise.
No.
I put it on the web.
Yeah. But not everybody is there.
Right.
Okay, so I think I'm looking at what we did, Carol.
Yep.
I think we came down to, we didn't do the list of geographical locations. Okay? So we know we got as far as that. The last line was, the company of the gods rejoice, rejoice at the coming of Horus, the son of Osiris, whose heart was firm, the triumphant, the son of Isis, the heir of Osiris. Horus, the son of Osiris, the son of Isis, and the heir of Osiris. Okay. Did we get there, Ion? Did we get to that part?
Yes, that's what we got down, and we were doing the references, and now you're ready to do the hymn of praise to Ra when he rises in the eastern part of heaven.
Right. So just to run through the list, I don't think we did it. Following is a list of frequently mentioned geographical locations and their commonly known names. So Abdu, A-B-T-U, is Abydos.
Abdu
is Abydos or Abydos. Abu is Elephantine or Elephantine. Anu is Heliopolis. Bast is Bubastis. Heliopolis. Bast is Bubastis. Hensu is Heracleopolis. Like Hercules. Heracleopolis. Hetkata
like
is Memphis.
Like Ericlion, the Greek island, Ericlion.
Oh, yeah. Hetkata, or Hetkata is Memphis. Kemenu is Hepica. Hermopolis.
Hepica. Memphis.
Split ions.
Yeah, okay, yeah, but let me try.
No, Bob is doing good. He's doing good. He's doing good. He's doing good. He's doing good.
Yeah. Permenu is Panopolis. Kert is Elephantine also. Sau is Sais, S-A-I-S. Sekhem is Litopolis. Siuat is Asyut. Tetu is Busiris. What? Sweat?
Sweat. S-U-A-T. Sweat.
Tetu is Busiris. Two lands is Upper and Lower Egypt. Well, that's how you knew what that was at the beginning of last week. It was down on the index. And Unu is Hermopolis.
Unu.
What are you laughing at? Which point? Which amazing joke I made are you laughing at?
That's how we knew. It's because
that's how you knew. You saw the list ahead of all of us.
Hell no, we went to the damn Wikipedia. We didn't have to do that. We went to the Wiki. That's all we trust. If our news don't come from Glenn Beck, we're not interested.
Okay, so I'm looking, scanning down, Carolyn. Mm-hmm. I'm just seeing how many big print things there are. You know, like this title that I just read. There's a lot of big print sections. Okay,
the little prayers, little directions. You get a lot of rubrics of how it all applies. You get to pull down some of the different things. It'll be okay fun.
Right, so these
you'll
hymns...
You'll like it, you don't.
Are these hymns covers for code? The words refer to, but it's not obvious?
Your words don't make any sense, so no.
All right, so what are we looking for in the words?
Oh, you're looking at the different... It gives sections what this is about. Okay, this is what I'm about this. When this one is fucked up and you need to help that one, this is what you do. And when this one's doing this, you'll see it becomes almost like a little pictorial view of how to do the Book of the Dead stuff.
How to help people. And the idea that it's help for people going through the bardos is not that literal. It's for helping in physical life too.
Oh yeah, right? That's like Bartles and James. Is that like Bartles and James, Bob?
Bartles and James. No, not like that at all.
Very good. Very good.
Yeah. Okay, Carolyn, it's yours to screw up. It's yours if you don't screw up, Carolyn.
Very exciting.
And when Ian says Sun Ra for Ra, he's not referring to Sun Ra, our boy, unless he is.
No, he's
okay,
not.
Okay, so a hymn of praise to Ra when he riseth in the east part of heaven. So right away, Ion is Ra leaving the guff. And
No. This is no. Hold on. This is the same thing that the Bible does all the way through. When Jesus splits the eastern sky, remember, on the resurrection morning, he'll come to from the east. This is the same thing, that eastern part of that horseman's gate. Mm-hmm. And this is another representation of when those levels or tiers are pierced and... we don't want to get all confused and messed up, but Bob, it's like when Olivia went between the two worlds back and forth through the little chamber thingy on Fringe. She'd go back and forth. It's kind of like that. The eastern sky splits that back open, so it opens up your capacity. It's actually how the aliens are going to come greet you, but that's another conversation. Put that in the subchapter.
You're muted.
So you're saying the portals are a given, in these opening lines.
No, no. That particular portal is going to open.
Oh, and that's the aliens are going to use that one?
The eastern sky.
As well. The eastern gate.
That's good to know.
Carolyn likes that song, The Eastern Gate.
I do. Bestel.
She does. She likes that. She likes
so
that one. She don't like all of them, but she likes that one.
Coming through the Eastern Gate, is that coming into godhood, goddom?
No, don't know. Well, see, don't know, because all this representation is the celebration when it is opened, okay?
Well.
Now, you would say, if you're going to have, here's your first tech body reference. You would say, why would these idiots have to tell us that? Why wouldn't they just do it? Okay? Because the tech body's got it sealed. Heaven is sealed. It's closed. That's the point. They want you to stay a little man.
Is that like heaven as the guff? The end of the guff?
Okay. Okay.
Hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
You use words funny. You use words funny. And we say, yeah, but that's not what that means because heaven's here on earth. So it's not the guff.
Because I always ask that,
just,
Bob. Is Raleigh
yeah.
the guff?
Oh, did you?
Right.
Yeah.
So,
but
yeah.
we got.
But it's okay. It's okay. You're using words inappropriately, but that's okay because they have interchangeable meanings as well. But heaven is here on this earth, not somewhere esoteric, somewhere else.
But the tech body sealed off. So this is about now.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yes.
This is since 2016.
Yeah, yeah. This is the back. This is what this is. This what. And if you had left them in the Thompson upside down, they'd have been screwed to death for sure. But thank God you got out of that mess. You almost screwed the pooch. You almost screwed
yep,
the
yep.
pooch right there. You say it.
Okay, so where is the tech body actually referred to in the first five lines? Is there a statement?
No, the first, in the eastern part of heaven. That's where it is. Riseth in the eastern part of heaven. That's the first reference. Now, go ahead.
Because it was sealed. That's why he's in the eastern part.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah, that's where he's coming through.
Jeez. And that's where Jesus came through, too, you said?
It's supposed to come through when he returns.
Oh,
remember
he asked
that,
him because the tech body's here.
Correct. And remember, because he's got to get his church, Jenny Bell's church, he's got to get the church. So he's got to get
like
them.
Me, Carolyn. That sounds like Bob doing that. I mean,
it's now.
There's no Jesus now. Jesus, he's up in Afghanistan or someplace. So, yeah.
But no, they not. Oh. Afghanistan didn't make it, y'all. Sorry about that.
Okay, go ahead, Carol. Where are you, Carol? You just got to the title.
Just saying.
Okay,
we got the title. We're doing good.
Yeah. Behold Osiris Ani, A-N-I, which I think of as it means anus, but I don't
it's
think
like it's an eye. It's an eye. An eye.
Osiris Ani, the scribe of the holy offerings of all the gods. Okay, so scribe, does that mean the fake media? He's fake media?
No, it's the recorder. It's just the recorder of what's been offered.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Notice how the gods is little g. Uh-huh.
Yeah,
they make
yeah.
offerings, Karen. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So even back then, scribes and recorders were they honored?
Well, no, they weren't.
Okay. Homage to thee. Let me get back on track. Homage to thee, O thou who hast come as Kapara. Is that a mistake, putting the two Kaparas together?
No, one is Kapara, then there's a comma, then Kapara is the creator of the gods. I'm telling you what Kapara is.
Oh, I got it. Yeah. So being the creator of the gods, isn't that taking away from gods creating themselves?
Look at the creator of the little g.
Yeah, creating of... Well, is it creating lesser gods, or does the small g just mean little men?
Well, you'll see. You'll see the whole point, because little men, the little gods had to be created, and they had to have a god. And so now everybody praises God or Bob, and they worship Bob. Oh, wait, God. So that's the whole thing, till they come back into their place as God.
Got it.
So
it's tech party time. They've given up their power.
That would be the tech body reference. Now, not what it is. That's what it causes. Good.
Okay. Thou art seated on thy throne. So these are words like we saw in where, Bob? We got to bring Bob into this. Thou art seated on
thy throne. It's got to be about Bob.
Revelation. Right, Bob? Right?
Yeah. And the emerald tablets. And the emerald tablets.
Thou risest up in the sky. So we had a lot of sky references in both. They can't do anything, but it's going to be the same. It's going to be the same layers of.
That's what we said in every religion, everything wrote, all the scribblings, all the stuff, everything you pick up, every book and movie is about Bob. Every one of them. Can't help it.
Yeah. Layers of dark godness. Dark soulness. Okay, illuminating thy mother. Okay, I haven't seen many mothers in the Revelations or Emerald Tablets.
Right.
Correct? I mean, they just talked about the horror of Babylon. So what's new motherness?
Well, it has to balance. Knew it has to balance. Has to be balanced. It's now illuminating that. It's now, just now, illuminating that.
Uh-huh. So are you saying that Revelation and Emerald were not balanced because they didn't emphasize motherness?
They weren't. And that's what's wrong. And that's what's wrong with the exegesis. When you start running those scriptures, you get lost.
Yeah.
That's the point. That's why the Catholic says, oh, hell no. We're going to keep this in Latin. We're going to do the Mass, and we're going to ominous Deo Dei. That's all we're going to do, and you're not going to know shit. And that's all right, because you don't need to know shit anyway. Yep. So, give us the money. Leave the money on the nightstand.
And the collection plate. Okay, so that's new. Bob, do you get that? Isis, Connie, Maggie, Tar. I come into it.
True.
The first balance. Good timing to be reading this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thou art seated on thy throne as the king of the gods. Thy mother Nut stretcheth out her hands and performeth an act of homage to thee. Who's that's us. That's the
Tekepra.
God forming. Pardon?
Yeah, Tekepra.
Yeah. But is Kepera the gods, us forming, creating our own selves as gods?
Well, that's the creator of the gods, but that's who it's referring to. Becoming. See, this is where you're making the first shift to your potential godship.
Yeah.
And Carolyn, let's pronounce Nut properly. The mother, Connie, is Nut.
A nut.
Someone you'd nut.
No way.
So what is, what line are you at? I don't see Capera.
One, two, three.
That's line two, Capera.
Right.
But
I'm down now at the domain of Manu, receiveth thee with satisfaction.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so let's say it's the domain of Manu, tech body, media ion.
No. You do a little more.
Okay. The goddess Mass embraces thee at the two seasons of the day. May Ra give glory and power and truth speaking and the appearance as a living soul. Okay, we got to stop.
See what's happening now? Now do you see what's happening? you're they're noticing there's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Houston, picture it, Sicily, 1912. There's a problem. Now we got to deal with this. Now things are noted that there's something not right. There's something afoot or a mess that now is having to be spoken to, that they had to call all these things up. They had to bring them forth. They make a problem, and now they're trying to make a solving. They had the salvation. Now they're telling you what happened and how that applies. So go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they want to be speaking truth, and the soul is recording it, so you can't mess up. Okay.
Good.
And as a living, and the appearance as a living soul, so that he may gaze upon Haru Kuti.
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 Arakuti.
Arakuti to the Ka of the Osiris, the scribe Ani, who speaketh truth before Osiris, and who saith, Hail, O all ye gods, small g, of the house, big H, of the soul, big S. Now why is
that? Right. Because this is the reference that you're now noting, that there's a, that's the deposition. That's the position that the soul now is going to drive this conversation, which is a point.
Which is who weigh heaven and earth in a balance. Now, that, saying that right there, is that because we acknowledge Nut?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Acknowledge Nut. Making some notes. Can't help it.
No, it's good. Typer's tight, darling. Typer's tight.
Typer's tight. Can't help it. And who gives celestial food, brackets, to the dead. Now, celestial food, okay. We talking about RNA drops,
angel,
water.
Angel food. Nope, we're talking about angel food.
Yeah, okay. Angel food. And so that's not bread of life, you're saying?
Nope, it's not.
What is angel food?
It's what the dead feed on. See, they're not, they have no form. They have no form. And Bob's been talking about this forever in his stupid chart crap, business stuff. That applies to the thing that you, everything you can't explain comes into this apparition aspect. So that's giving the celestial food to the dead. Believing in spirits, believing in demons, believing in all those things can move them into your hoofs.
Angel food is giving nourishment to all the mysteries and
uncomeliness, the things that should be left in the graveyard.
Yeah, and crap. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Food for thought to bad thought.
There you go. Good.
Okay. And then, Hail Tatun. And in brackets, who art one, thou creator.
Capital one.
Capital one, yeah. Thou creator of mortals.
Yep.
Not of God. So is that mortals, little man?
Yeah. Well, little man, and you're going to have the watchers. You're going to have some of the immortals that will be divisive in that same process, and you'll have some of those, what we call hangabouts. Remember back in the day?
I do not.
Yeah, don't you remember Jeannie Bell's mama was an immortal?
Got it. Yep, understood. And
but they're not little men. They're not little men. They're immortal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See, that's the difference. There is a bit of a difference.
Got it. Mm-hmm. And of the companies, capital C, companies of the gods, capital G, of the south, capital S, and the north, capital N, and of the west, capital W, and of east. So we're in heaven now. I mean, we're ascended. We're flying, right, Ion?
That's what your angel diagram says.
Okay. Now, when you say that's what your angel diagram says, yeah, the angel diagram takes us to the place where we are ascended and we're all capital letters. Is that what you mean?
It is. And guess what's going to be fun? When Bert comes on tonight, Carolyn, you don't want to go to bed for this one.
No.
We're going to tell you how to, we're going to tell you how to do it. We haven't told you how to do it yet. We're going to tell you how to do it.
Okay, Bob. Bert's got to get on before I go to bed.
Yeah, did you say angel diagram?
Yes, you did.
Yeah. When I said all those capital letters, that I said Ion, so that means we're in heaven now. We're flying. We're ascended. And Ion said that's what your angel diagram says.
Okay, so from companies, these capitals are companies of the gods, south, north, west,
all
east?
All the capitals always indicate the gods.
The winds. The winds. Remember your four winds, the winds that blow? Remember your four horsemen? Remember all those capacities?
Mm-hmm. Okay, Bob, can we move on?
Okay.
Ascribe ye praise to Ra, the Lord of heaven, the king. Now, king is all in four, all four are capitalized. So why is Ra being put above us gods?
In Egypt, who was Ra? Ra was the head of all. He set the heavens. He set the heavens.
Why is he the Lord of heaven with small letters?
In Egypt, he set the heavens.
He's the Lord of heaven.
Sun Ra.
I know, but the Lord of heaven has small letters. Why?
Yeah. Because he's not.
To emphasize the king.
Right.
Capital K, capital
Correct.
I, capital N, capital G.
Okay, so before, back with the word soul, who weigh heaven and earth in balance, why are they small letters?
Because that's the reference that it was not opened. It's just now being opened, and it's why it had to be opened to bring it up. So you have to make the difference. Like, the house is cold. Okay, now you've turned on the heat. Well, you've got to note the cold before you would notice to turn on the heat. And now once you get the house warm, you're going to notice, oh, the house is warm now because why? The heat is on. That would be a capital H, heat.
So this is about getting past the tech body, getting into all of heaven?
No, don't mess that up. Don't ask that question yet. You're going to ask that question a little later, and we'll explain it, but you'll get ahead of it, and it'll confuse you, which is
Well,
easy,
we don't know it's opening the rest of heaven at this point.
Correct, and that's why, and you don't know until these words, you didn't know heaven needed opening.
Mm.
See?
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? Because look how confusing this could be. Now, hold on now. Look how confusing this could be. You're a gene, okay? And you're doing your stuff, and you're living your life, and things are getting better, and your meat sack body's responding, and you hang on most of the time for showtime and that stuff, which is great, okay? But if you didn't know these words that this was to open to be, you might think, well, heaven's already here, and I just got to ascend, and we're good, call it a day.
Mm.
See, there's another aspect added to this sojournment of the changing of the atmosphere here.
Mm.
It's going to merge with the atmosphere there. But, Bob, you remember that way back yonder when they did the 4400? Remember that back in the Hoover days, Bob, right after they invented TV?
What is the 4400?
Remember when the aliens come from another land and they had to come back and they wasn't here and they were somewhere else and they didn't know where they was? And this is before yeah. Lost. This is before the Smoke Monster, John Locke. That was the representation of this experience. But then nobody got it back then because they wasn't there to get it. They just, it was just nothingness. And we giggled.
Right.
And the dark soul just laughed.
Right. And what was the name of the family on the boat in Lost?
Never mind.
They were, nobody knew who that family was.
Okay, Bob.
Nobody did. That's true.
You pulled me off the bench. To get this back on track.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't bring anything up. I just did.
So the last thing.
How about the Hoover Dam, for God's sake, 1930.
The last thing was, ascribe ye praise to Ra, the Lord of Heaven, the King. Life, capital L. Strength, capital S, and health. Look, they're mentioning health. It's a direct nod to me.
Yeah. The maker of the gods.
Is that right, Dion? Health? You never saw that before.
Yep.
Uh-huh. The maker of health, the maker of the gods. Good grief.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Charlie Brown.
Yeah. give ye thanks unto him, small h.
See, that was Carolyn, the maker of the gods. That is that, I was just listening to Ion talk last week. We need to be on the products to protect yourself from the tech body. So this is tech body stuff, because only health in that context would be required.
True. Was a previous time when our non-physical was in jeopardy when Chernobyl blew, when there was that heavy metal possible damage to the body ion?
Well, no more than the Black Death. Each step was a gauge. See, Bob is scared lifeless of a bacteria. Okay, he just can't stand it. Viruses, not so much, but bacteria just makes him crazy because he says he can combat bacteria. If it's clean, he would be free of that. Viruses are everywhere. You know what I'm saying? You just got to deal with that. But he is on the bacteria side. That's the thing that sends him up the tree. Okay? So that's fine. But now here's the rub. That'd be, of course, appropriate from the dark soul, Carolyn, because that's where all the good things are distributed or brought forth by, is the bacteria side. And this will come clear a little bit later, but that's why he's so adamantly against anything bacterial.
Mm-hmm. And you said, now here's the rub. What's the rub besides Vicks paper?
Well, the rub is that's counterintuitive to what everybody would know or say. The Black Death was a bacteria that made the people's immunity, that killed a sling load of them, but it made the ones that survived great at it.
Mm-hmm.
See? And like the influenza in the turn of the century wiped them out, except for those that it didn't. Now they got the vaccines to keep you pumped full of it, and we don't have a thing against all that. Take a snot load of it. Get a boatload of it. Get a tanker load of that. Vaccines. Don't bother us. It's all right. Shoot it up. It's good. It's just a mess to go along with it. It keep it make you feel better.
Here's a good pattern. I don't know if this has ever been mentioned. We started taking the RNA drops in end of November 2010.
Yeah.
Then we started exhaling. You, me, and some of the people who were making it, and within a couple of months, you needed an explosion to get the radiation up there to feed the new RNA drops, and that was Fukushima, March 11th, 2011, 4 months later.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the timing there.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the starting.
It lined up.
Yeah, lined up, Carolyn.
It did.
And see, they did this 40,000 years ago just to get ready for today. So that was good of them, wasn't it?
They did what 40,000 years ago? This. Yeah, this.
Wrote these scribblings. Took these pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Now, yours...
For today.
We say the Emerald Tablets were done around 32,000 B.C. Is this after the Emerald Tablets?
Before.
They used... This is before the Emerald Tablets. But see...
The pictures, they weren't writing. They had pictures only. They had no alphabet.
Yes, why it's so insular and hidden. So this is the first, quote, book or some kind of teaching manual.
Well, see, you're going to get bumping into Coaphonites when you keep going a little bit. You'll see. They just borrow some words to make it engaging. You already know this.
Right, so the Emerald Tablets were the effort to start writing. When we talk about the phonetic alphabet, really it was the Emerald Tablets that got the writing meme going, the writing split, the schizophrenia. And they borrowed, the Emerald Tablets borrowed from this, or they didn't know about this, they just had the same knowledge. The Emerald Tablet writers didn't know
the
about
same the, inference, book the same inference, same inference.
Yeah, but they didn't know about the Jiffin Book of the Dead, right?
Some of them did, but most did not.
Okay. Well, now we got more information on the origin, Carol, than we did last week.
Because of
it's like leakers.
No,
it's like leakers.
I was
like
the one
leakers.
Talking last 5 minutes.
Like leakers. It's like leakers in the Democratic Party. They tell you what they want you to know.
Right, right.
All righty. Continuing. Give ye thanks unto him in his beneficent form, which is enthroned in the Atet boat.
Atet
boat. What's an Atet boat, Ion?
Oh, it's the one that there's a representation of that same boat sitting outside of Giza, the middle pyramid. It's the boat that comes in that brings. It's the thing you have to pay the toll to. You know,
yeah.
The goober with the Sith. You know, yeah. Bob's buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah. The that holds the Sith, the Death Angel. Death Angel. Yeah, that's him. Mm-hmm.
Death Angel bringing people across the river. Blah blah blah.
To the Guff.
Yeah. Okay, got it. Continuing.
Hey, Carolyn, that's the archetype of the role of the angel. The angel takes people to the Guff. So this is the chief angel, or just the function of angeling this image?
It's what enthroned the form. It's what held the form.
The form.
Give ye thanks unto him and his beneficent. We can't even say it nor even do it. Form which is enthroned in the Atet boat. It's what holds that imagery for you to come somewhere or go somewhere.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, makes it real. Okay, so the previous sentence, give ye thanks unto him and his beneficent form which is enthroned in the Atet boat. Being celestial, praise thee. Being terrestrial, praise thee. There you go. Physical and non-physical together. But
it's lining up.
But they're implying it's in death.
Well, no, they're implying that it's merging.
Yes, better. Okay.
Mm-hmm. See, and it may be dead. Some of these that are in this side of heaven is going to be dead, too. Well, you're dead, but you're eternal. Well, you're eternal, but you're dead. Well, now, wait a second. What's the difference? Well, am I going to be dead alive or live dead? No, dead dead. Live live dead. Wait. No, you better just ascend, but go ahead with that. You see the rub starting here.
Yeah. Thoth and the goddess Mat mark out thy course for thee day by day and every day. Thine enemy, the serpent, okay, that's a capital S. We have to stop here. Come to a stop.
Mm-hmm.
Serpent, that sounds like it's going back to Adam and Eve
that's
and the apple and the garden.
That's the tech body.
Got that, Bob? Bob's doing the laundry.
What words referred to the tech body there?
Serpent.
Serpent. Capital.
Oh, the serpent is the tech body?
Uh-huh.
Wow. Mm-hmm. When we said form, that was just the form of forms? Of making forms?
Well, it's the form of the shadow. It's the form is what caused the shadow.
Right. So that's what that was referring to, the going across the river.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And going back,
Thine enemy the serpent had been given over to the fire.
Mm-hmm. Now, fire, can that be equated with Mercury and all those messenger messages?
Not yet. Not yet. We'll get to that.
Okay. So fire is not a capital.
Correct. Fire is a condition. Fire is a condition.
Yeah.
You'll get it in a minute. You'll get it in a minute. Go ahead.
Got it. Have been given over to the fire. Next sentence. The serpent, fiend, the bow, hath fallen headlong. His four legs are bound in chains. Oh, we've already got him. And his hind legs hath Ra carried away from him.
That's,
so we've got the tech body under control.
That's, well, hold on. No, that's 8/11 of it.
Yeah.
That's 8/11 of it. You got a friend in 8/11 of it. So it's controlled and bound and becoming.
Okay.
Do you see?
You got
that. But now wait. Now don't flip the script. Will this 8/11 chop your head off? You better believe it will.
Yeah.
Just don't play the fool, because it will, just so everybody knows. But that's not its drive. You see, it's not its drive. It's just like all these people going against the sitting president of the United States of America, Donald J. Trump. And we said, oh, please don't do. Oh, yeah, no, don't. Oh, yeah, we would do. Don't do that. Don't do that. Because if you do, if you choose to do that, he's coming. He's coming. Mm-hmm. Just so you know, he's a coming. And you won't like it, we promise. Because all Trump does, and this is the example for the parallel for what's going on right here and why Trump's mentioning this whole thing altogether anyway in the triumphant march, is that how Trump beats you is he brings whatever you accuse him of, he then proves it's exactly what you are doing.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Barbara Streisand was the figure today of attack of Trump.
Yeah.
What did he accuse Trump of doing that she does?
Well, what did she accuse him of doing?
Being a moron and lying and insulting,
that's
not
her.
Knowing about these two women or something.
That's her. That's her. That's there you go. That's her.
Yeah, I remember Zappa
exactly
used to
right.
take a few snipes at Barbara, Carolyn.
Uh-huh.
He snipe at her a bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Continuing.
And what she did with James Brolin is again the law.
The Sons of Anarchy. No. The Sons of Revolt.
No, that's a show. That's a shit. That's a show. That's a show. It's got Peg Bundy in it. It's great. She does great. She tears up. She's a whore. She sleeps with everybody. It's amazing. Yeah. The Sons of Anarchy. That's a good. That was a nice memory, Carolyn. You did good.
Yes, and Brian Johnson always went on about that show. He loved that show.
Yeah.
Peg Bundy could get it.
Here they are.
Now, Carolyn, about the fire, McLuhan in the People's Almanac, they asked him what are the most dangerous media inventions in history, and he named fire as the most dangerous. And then you have the electric environment as an extension of fire, or fire is a symbol for the electric age. So, but Ion saying fire is desire, did you say, Ion?
Mm-mm. No, wasn't much. It was a small.
He said we're going to develop it later. We're going to develop it later because we didn't want to distract you by saying what that applies to.